for about the next 15 minutes or so. With the Lord's help, we will again open up for discussion and any questions. Perhaps if we could just look at a few select phrases in Jude, perhaps to start. Brother Abel this morning warned us to not be attracted to the revolutionary mentality of changing things. Oftentimes this is the energy that we are drawn to as young people. But I think in this epistle, there are some revolutionary ideas, if you will, although not in the not in opposition to what is the faith, what is described as the faith. And so I just want to throw out a few words for you. Because as young people, we like to do things. We like action. We like to do things physically. We like to do things even with our minds that are keep us active. This is why we've been reminded many times to sit here and try and be awake. And so if you look in verse 1, you see that we are preserved in Jesus Christ. And so this is the action of the Lord. Nothing can change the body of Christ. It is. We are his body. Regardless of how we walk, we are his body. And we will be his bride. That is preserved. But there is much left for us, young people. And if you look in verse 3, the Lord is asking you to be a contender. In verse 3, ye should earnestly contend for the faith. And so as we look for ways to expend our energy, the Lord is saying, expend your energy for the faith. Every single one of us has the responsibility. It's not a burden, but it is a responsibility to protect and contend for the faith. What is preserved is the bride, is the body, but its representation on the earth and how the world perceives it is up to us. And that is the reality. Last week in the Springfield Conference, we read about the overcomers in Revelations, and we can be spewed out of his mouth, no testimony on earth, or we can be set up as pillars in the temple. So we need to contend. And then coming to the end of the reading, in the end of Jude, in verses 20 and 21, there's more action, revolutionary ideas, if you will, things for you to do, to mobilize. We always think, you know, I remember being in college, there's all these action committees, there's always something going on. Always change. And while we're not being asked to change the faith, there are changes that need to be made in our lives, in our assemblies, in our families. And we can be the stimulus for these things. So contending in verse 3, and then in verse 20, building up yourselves on what? Your most holy faith. And then there's three ways that the Lord here, or Jude, gives us. How are we to build up? We all want to build up. Nobody would admittedly say, I'm fine where I am, I don't want to make any changes. And if you say that, you're lying. Everybody wants to change. Everybody wants to gain 10 more pounds of muscle, lose 20 pounds of fat. Everybody wants to memorize more of this stuff I need to memorize. Whatever it is, beat this video. There's always progress. We're built that way. Progress. And here we have scripture telling us, build this and build in this way. So first, at the end of verse 20, praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying, not just praying as a duty, but praying in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, who dwells within you and wants to bubble forth and speak to God through you. Verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. So that's not straining. You have to keep in the love of God, in his direction, directed by him, out of the fold, yes, but following him. And then at the end of verse 21, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And so, how do you build? By praying, keeping yourselves, and looking. And it's not looking around at everyone around you and looking for failure and how to correct things in everybody else's life. It is looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ onto eternal life. So it's our look, our sight is directed towards him. Towards him, unto eternal life. And so we have eternal life. He asked you to believe that nobody said no, so that means you have it. And if you're unsure, then we all would plead with you, please. Because you don't know what's going to happen when you leave this door. You may not leave these doors. But with that eternal life, you look onto it. It is the it is a daily object. It is the end result of this building. Even though you already have it, you continue to build and work towards it. So I suggest to you a revolution, perhaps, described in this way in the book of Jude.
It's called a transformation.
Well, the day is almost over, and you said we know all things. And that's why there's no question. So we know it all, I suppose. I haven't heard a question, and I haven't heard a quick comment from a young man. So they keep it to themselves, but they know it all. I just want to let you know. But if they, you didn't hear questions, it's
because they will. They will visit me in Orange County, and they will start on.
So a question that I could ask, and it's maybe rhetorical, is do we actually believe that we have something to contend for? Do we value what we have here? Not just this assembly, but any of the places where we come from, any of the assemblies. Or do we see it as just another denomination? Do we think we are just part of a big system and there's nothing we're actually contending for? You have to think about that. What is the value that is placed on our faith, these things that were once delivered onto the saints, the things described in this word? And if they're not valuable to us, then they need to become so. Because he is preserving them, he's preserving us.
So a question I consider myself young one, John.
Yes,
sir. You spoke of them being preserved, but the question is, this last lecture was freedom guarded by him. The question I have is the freedom really guarded by him, or is it guarded by our actions? Verse 1 said, them that are sanctified, them preserved in Christ Jesus, but then the action seems to be on us, building yourselves upon what's holy, verse 20, most holy faith, praying, keeping yourselves in the love of God. So where is the responsibility, or if that's the right word, probably, where's the responsibility to guard faith?